This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner.
It's time for every piggy bank's favorite game show, Financial Feud. And now your host, Sarah Gardner.
Thanks, Jeff. And welcome, everyone, to Financial Feud. Today, we have two contestants brought to us by the Public Insight Network, Christetta and Matthew. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
It's good. Christetta and Matthew are competing for an amazing prize today. Jeff, tell them what they can win if they're brilliant.
We have a beautiful bound signed copy of the book, Man vs. Markets by Marketplace Money senior producer Patty Hirsch.
And it's been called clever, insightful, and always entertaining. That's what the reviews said. So who wouldn't want to win that, right? So let's start. Matthew, Christetta, are you guys ready?
Sure thing.
Yeah, let's do this.
Okay. First question is to you, Christetta. Here it is. On average, how many times a month do most couples fight over money? How many times a month?
A month. I'm going to say at least eight.
Eight. Wow. Oh. The answer on that is two, actually.
Oh, way high.
Are you surprised by that?
Well, I guess I was I kind of overestimated thinking of all the different types of arguments that can be rooted in money.
Yeah.
At some level.
Yeah. Okay. And I thought maybe this was reflecting on maybe your own relationship. I don't know.
Yes and no, maybe.
Okay, Matthew, let's go to you. You have the next question. What percent of couples make every financial decision in their household together?
Oh, gosh. I'd have to say probably 10%.
10%. 10%.
Yeah.
Interesting. 31%.
Huh.
Are you surprised by that?
No, I was actually going a little bit low on this because I figured it would be a low number because I can't imagine that there's any couple where there isn't at least one financial secret out there somewhere.
That's right. That's right. Now, before we start our final round, let's get to know you a little bit. Christetta, where are you calling from?
I am calling from Faribault, Minnesota.
And what made you want to join the Public Insight Network and become a source for Marketplace Money?
Just a fan of the show, always appreciate the good quality reporting and thought it would be worthwhile to give back.
And Matthew, where are you calling from?
Albany, New York.
Albany, okay. And how have you found Public Insight Network so far?
Oh, it's been really fun, so just glad to be a part.
Okay, that's good to hear, and we appreciate you being part of it. So let's get back to the game. This is the final round, and in this one we have a multiple choice question, and you both get to answer it, but don't say your answer until I ask you, okay? So here it is. What is the definition of financial infidelity? Is it A, spending money on someone who is not your partner? B, spending money or incurring debt without the knowledge of your significant other? Or is the answer C, lying to others about important financial information like income? Matthew, we'll start with you. What do you think, A, B, or C?
I think it's definitely got to be B.
B, which was spending money or incurring debt without the knowledge of your significant other. Christetta, what do you think?
It can't be D, all of the above.
No, it's not an all of the above answer. What do you think?
Well, I also lean towards B.
Okay. You are both correct. You both missed in the first round, so you have a tie. You guys both win in this case.
Hey, not too bad.
Yeah.
And we have prizes for you, Jeff.
That's right. No one leaves Financial Feud without a piggy bank. This gorgeous replica of Marketplace Money's mascot, Piggy, can hold pennies, nickels, dimes, even old buttons, if you have no place else to put them.
And that's Financial Feud. Do you think you're a good judge of personal finance problems? You can play the game Financial Feud online at marketplacemoney.org/financialfeud. And thanks, guys. Thanks, Christetta. Thank you, Matthew.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, man. It was really fun.
We'll